Drew, we'll go straight from Dave Matthews into Luke Delaney and now into a man who's generated a lot of talk in the past couple of weeks. His name's Dom Tyson. He finds himself now a Melbourne footballer on the back of the exchange with GWS, pick two as part of that exchange, and appreciate his time today on Trade Radio. Dom, thanks for joining us. And now that you've had the official photo shoot and I suppose various chats with media people, do you feel like a demon yet?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Damo. Now starting to settle in, mate. I was sort of in holiday mode about this time last week, so it was sort of been a bit happening, I guess, in a week, you could say. But no, mate, definitely excited to be on board. So
yeah,
looking forward to it.
Dom, your name was raised this time last year during the trade exchange period, and then it was about this time, from my memory anyway, you recommitted or you had a deal that meant you stayed on in 2013, and that was going initially to extend into 2014 at least. You've obviously made a decision, though, in the past couple of weeks to break that contract and head back to Victoria. Can you just take us through the reasons why that's the case?
Yeah, I was actually contracted till the end of 2015, so I was at a two-year extension with the Giants. But, I was basically just in Hawaii when management sort of contacted me and said, oh, there could be a chance for you to get home. The D's are keen to get hold of you, and I think the Giants were sort of happy to do the deal through that trade. So, I guess I sort of started sort of thinking realistically, oh, I might not be a bad chance to sneak home if I was ever going to get home at any time soon. So, I was sort of excited by the meeting and the presentation from the D's was really impressive. So
yep.
I thought, sort of jumped at the opportunity, and I guess the next morning the deal was done. So it all happened pretty quick.
You've obviously been a high draft pick prior to this exchange, but when you were now linked with a number two pick, as is the case with this transaction, is there pressure on you, Dom, to actually fulfil what Melbourne has done by way of making a very big decision here?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I guess whenever you're sort of relatively high up in the draft, there's always, levels of expectation, but I guess it's that old sort of cliche, you've got to control what you can and just train hard and get the best out of yourself, and hopefully that satisfies, the external sort of media and supporters and stuff. So, but I guess being up in the Giants, being an early draft pick, it wasn't sort of too much pressure because there was so many youngsters around you and everyone was sort of, pretty much high draft picks anyway, so that was sort of, definitely not much pressure there, but it might be sort of different down here, though. So, definitely.
Dom, did you feel at any stage that you just lacked perhaps as much opportunity as you would have liked getting into that Giants midfield and starting? I mean, I've watched your career very, very closely, and I was sort of getting frustrated from the outside myself just, with you wearing the sub vest so regularly in that first season. I know you had injuries as well this year, but any frustration at all?
Yeah, I guess there's sort of, levels, but I was pretty underdone going into my first year because I missed a fair chunk of pre-season, and then obviously second year I had a knee injury, so I guess there's sort of reasons the coaching staff probably put you there as a sub. I guess you're grateful that you're playing, but obviously you prefer to be fully starting and getting a full game out. But I guess probably this year I've sort of played probably, ended up getting about seven games out in the twos and played three in the seniors, so I guess it was weeks there where I just thought, I could probably, be close to selection and get going, but it wasn't to be.
You're a pick three in your own right. You haven't had a great continuity of football over the last 2 years. Are you confident in, number one, your body and just where it's at now going into the club? But also, I mean, in the fact, in your under 18 year, by the time we got through the championships and into the finals and into the grand final, I mean, you were controlling and dictating games. Have you got that confidence still about where your football was at prior to this sort of last couple of years' experience?
I guess probably hasn't been a great couple of years in terms of, consistency in my body, but I guess it's just all about, I reckon, just having that time to just fully focus on getting right and getting fit. So, I'm definitely confident that, with the full pre-season, it'll hopefully be a good year. But as you were saying there, I mean, you sort of never lose faith in your own ability. Just, yeah. I guess you get tested a fair bit, with being injured, and you sort of probably learn a bit more about yourself as a person when you're injured. But, hopefully you can sort of get back to some of that form in my under 18 years and stuff like that. Sort of played some good footy in the twos this year and up there, and then hopefully sort of, just put a step up and get fit and get going.
Dom, I'm just interested in just hearing what your thoughts were. You were saying about the Melbourne presentation to you. I'm just a little bit interested in, you know, what did they present, as in what did they present to you and your opportunities that would come at the Melbourne Footy Club? But flip side, what did they present about where they were taking Melbourne?
Yeah, definitely. So basically, they sort of just highlighted the fact they probably need some midfield depth to sort of help out sort of Tumpus and Viney and Jones and sort of, you know, Trengrove and the likes there. So they sort of thought, you know, myself with Bernie Vince and Bid Mitchie, and I think it might be Daniel Cross as well, that we could sort of add that midfield depth. And I think specifically for me, it was sort of that, provide that inside mid role with a little bit of extra height. I think sort of Jones is smaller and Viney's smaller, and so they sort of thought they could utilise me as that sort of taller mid with some good inside-outside play. So that was basically their presentation to me. And obviously, yeah, so there'll be, you know, a great opportunity to develop, and you know, with some development coaches down there already sort of established the proven years of the Swans. And so I sort of was pretty sold on the way that they sort of said that we can make a sort of this type of player and want to build you into that. And we still think there's a lot of natural ability there, so we just need to hone in on it a bit and get you going. So it was sort of, yeah, I guess it was all a bit of, it all happened quick, so I guess it was just great to be able to get the deal done the next morning and get into it.
Dom, you've got a bit of work to do now, relocate and then get yourself ready for, I've got no doubt, will be a pretty vigorous and rigorous pre-season under Paul Roos as his first year as Melbourne coach.
Yeah, no, I'm originally from Melbourne, so I've sort of just ducked into mum and dad's back home, and then, I'll probably have to get a bit of furniture and stuff back from Sydney, but
I'm sure they'll be happy to have you back home.
Yeah, no, it'll be good to sneak home for a few meals and get a bit of washing done. So no, that'll be good.
Well, Dom, you're making a lot of Melbourne people happy. We're getting a lot of feedback here at Trade Radio. It's a great decision by Melbourne to use Pick 2 to get you, and good luck with it. The pressure comes with it, but good luck with it.
Thanks, Damo. Thanks, Terry.